Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quite the week on the show, Kennedy.
There was a lot happening.
There were lots of opening day shenanigans at Fenway Park. And maybe I left the game a little early. There was an interview that we did with Snooki where she gave some great parenting advice to Salt, like, why are you having another kid? And then a very awkward moment with Salt's wife, Sarah, while getting an ultrasound. Let's get to it. It's the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan.
I'm Dale Jr. My race team.
That is not it. Standby. That was Dale Jr. Let's try this one.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan.
Hi, I'm
Everything
Dale Jr.
you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
My mic. There we go. What's up, Boston? It's your boy, Dale Earnhardt Jr. A.K.A. the North Shore Shakespeare. A.K.A. the Tawny Tupac. A.K.A. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Talk to him, Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap. We back, so don't play. Whole show got buck wild opening day. You don't say. Hit the town to have a meetup. Socks gear on, beat up from the feet up. Teed up. Couple shots, what were they thinking? Opening day, what's a little bit of day drinking? Cue the fireball. Ain't no one stopping me. I had that 1,000-yard stare kicking properly. Moving through properties on Lansdowne sloppily. Dropped 200 bucks past gold like Monopoly. But hey, I wasn't alone all of this time. Any Dow, that's my partner in the crime. It was sublime, we were soaring with our confidence till I passed out here at work where we conference. Caesar G, she ain't playing with you scrubs. She snuck a whole Italian sausage in the club. True facts, hit it in her jacket like hold still. I got the pictures just chilling on my phone still. That's enough about us acting immaturely. Let's talk Fairweather Carson leaving early. I mean, surely it's a lie, it can't be true. Got the best seats in the house, and what'd he do? Oh, you. We joke like it was funny, but the whole text line was ready to take your lunch money. Like, what you want from me, guys? We weren't winning. I mean, geez, I stayed till the third inning. That's the beginning. Come on, where's your loyalty? We always win. I guess sports here have spoiled me. You ain't royalty no matter how you pick it. Matter of fact, that's a waste of a free ticket. That's okay, who knows, there might be hope for you. But Greg and Fred got on air and started roasting you like they were supposed to do. They ain't rookies. Next up, we talk to Annie's girl, Snooki. Snooki's all the way pregnant, probably nauseous. Did the interview while running around the post office. Annie ordered off a Retzi and she told it. Then kinda had herself a fangirl moment. We asked, how's your boy Mike, how's he living? The situation's getting swole up in prison. Salt asked for some advice on the new baby. She said, two that soon? What are you, crazy? 1 year old and a newborn son? Salt just replied, yeah, we're kinda dumb. Speaking of the new baby, gather round. Sarah got some unexpected news at the ultrasound. I was shouted loud and proud from the rafters, but Salt said, hey, it was kinda awkward after. I'm trying to figure how to say it to the crowd. The technician said, congrats, he's well endowed. Now you guess most dads would be hoping it, but Salty thought the whole thing was kind of inappropriate. You're my dude, let me tell you as a friend. Buddy, just shut up and take the win. I'm out, everybody, have a great weekend.
All right, I need to stop everything right now. Dan,
yes.
In the weekly wrap-up, you suggested that somebody smuggled
a sausage
into the club, and Annie's face was like, was it me?
Oh, no, it was 100% her. I have a picture on my phone if you guys want to see.
That's incredible.
She did not remember that part.
You held on to that all week?
A lot happened that day. Paul,
you don't remember a sausage being smuggled into a bar?
I have a picture on my phone of she had it in her jacket pocket. And there's a picture of her just like kind of
I was hungry.
Out her jacket.
You know, you got to eat while you're drinking.
5 feet away from the live band.
It was an enlightening moment for Annie. She was like, I did what?
Oh, I did what?
Her face was unbelievable.
She doesn't know which bar it happened in either, by the way.
Lansdowne Pub.
Oh, whatever. They're all the same anyway.
All right, Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up. I thought that was me featured in that. That was really good impersonation of me.
Oh, thank you. I try. I hear you a lot.
So. I was like, wow, when did I drop those bars?
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
That's pretty good, Dan. That's pretty good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.